yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Yemenis have marked the fourth anniversary of their 2014 revolution. In September that year, the Ansarullah movement and its army allies took state matters into their own hands when the government of former President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi failed to heed calls to improve the political, security, and social situation. Hadi later resigned, despite calls by the Ansarullah movement to stay in office. He then fled to Saudi Arabia amid corruption allegations. The neighboring oil-rich kingdom launched an all-out offensive against Yemen in March 2015. The Saudi-led war in Yemen has come to be recognized as a classic example of a military fiasco. That's because Saudi Arabia and its partners, including the United Arab Emirates, began pounding Yemen in a bid to defeat Ansarullah fighters, eliminate their military capabilities, and reinstate Hadi, who was their close ally. Today, after almost 3.5 years, all of those goals remain elusive.
It's a complete disaster for the Saudis. They started this war with the intention of finishing it within a matter of months. That was the stated aim. It was also meant to be Mohammed bin Salman's explosive entry onto the world stage. They decided to go hard with the military, and it's failed. They've failed in their absolutely atrocious bombing campaign.
The Saudis and their allies had hoped a victory would emerge quickly. Soon after the campaign began, the Saudis claimed they had destroyed the military capabilities of Yemen.
Today, the leadership of the coalition ended Operation Decisive Storm based on a request by the Yemeni government and President Hadi, who believes that the operation achieved its objectives and legitimacy in Yemen has been protected, and Houthis lost a large part of their potential.
But the aggressors were in for a big surprise as the Yemenis put up a stiff resistance. The costly war is still raging. Ansarullah fighters and their army allies who are fighting against the aggressors have managed to boost their military capabilities. They have followed through on their threat to take the war deep inside Saudi Arabia. The Yemeni fighters have different types of missiles in their arsenal. Burqan 1, Burqan 2, and Qahir M2 are some types of domestically produced Yemeni missiles. These projectiles are launched at Saudi targets on an almost daily basis. Some of the missiles have hit deep inside the kingdom, causing huge panic and damage there. Even the capital Riyadh and major oil facilities hundreds of kilometers away from Yemen are among the targets. Some Yemeni projectiles have even targeted the UAE.
I think this is just shows how unsuccessful the coalition has been over the last 2.5 years to actually destroy these ballistic missiles, because that was one of the key aims of that operation. That's why Saudi Arabia started the operation in March.
Meanwhile, the Ansarullah movement has unveiled and is currently using several types of unmanned aerial vehicles that are capable of carrying out reconnaissance and combat missions. Earlier in August, Yemen's army and its allies said they struck a Saudi military base in the Asir region with a combat drone. Such developments are further revealing the failure of the Saudi war machine. Some geopolitical experts are calling the Yemen war a modern-day Vietnam for the Saudi-led coalition.
You cannot go in to a nation and subjugate them by force and with military means, having no legitimacy in that region. You just won't be able to manage a nation. This is a reality of today, that you can't forcibly manage a nation militarily.
The aggressors clearly lack any exit strategy, and this is putting too much pressure on them, especially as their casualties and financial costs of the war are going up rapidly. A few months ago, Saudi state media put the death toll among Saudi forces at over 1,000. This while some sources say the toll is several times higher. Meanwhile, the war is estimated to have cost the Saudis well over $100 billion at a time of austerity at home. What's making things even worse is the fact that members of the Saudi-led alliance have competing geopolitical interests. The Saudis dream of dominating the Middle East and leading the Muslim world. The UAE, on the other hand, is seeking to increase its strategic reach. The actions of the Emiratis in southern Yemen, like its occupation of resource-rich Socotra Island, have left no doubt that they're pursuing their own ambitious regional agenda. This has led to anti-Saudi and anti-Emirati sentiments and protests, even in southern Yemen, which is controlled by forces loyal to former President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi. Faced with stiff resistance, the invaders are taking desperate actions. UN investigators say the military alliance led by the Saudis has killed thousands of civilians in air raids, tortured detainees, and raped civilians. They have indiscriminately bombarded civilian areas. Markets, funerals, weddings, jails, medical and water supply facilities have all been hit. This has caused the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. More than 22 million are now in dire need of humanitarian assistance. An all-out blockade is making it almost impossible to take food and medicine to those in need. Civilians, especially children, are increasingly bearing the brunt of indiscriminate Saudi-led airstrikes. Instances of Saudi air raids killing large number of children are on the rise. August saw two such deadly airstrikes in Yemen's Hodeidah and Sa'ada province, in which scores of children lost their lives. The Saudi war has had strong Western backing. The Western powers have been selling tens of billions of dollars worth of arms to the Persian Gulf Arab states. The United States has taken a step even further, becoming deeply involved militarily. The U.S. is providing the aggressors with different types of military assistance in Yemen.
The United States is backing Saudi aggression against Yemen by cooperating in every way with the Saudi military. Targeting intelligence, weapons, sales, and more, the U.S. is a partner in Saudi Arabia's Yemen crimes.
So far, the U.S. administration has refused to heed growing calls to halt its involvement in Yemen. A growing number of politicians with alternative views are calling the U.S. involvement in Yemen unconstitutional.
We are refueling the Saudi bombers, so we are essentially part of the bombing campaign. We're helping them choose targets, and we are refueling the Saudi bombers that are dropping the bombs. It is said that thousands of civilians have died in Yemen because of this.
U.S. mainstream media, meanwhile, seem to be doing the most to keep the catastrophe in Yemen under the carpet. The Western media are instead focused on the situation in Syria.
And we know an awful lot about Idlib, though, don't we? Constantly, the media is constantly talking about what's happening there. No mention about the resumption of the siege of Hodeidah, which is what's happening in Yemen. The Saudis backed off for a while. Then when they ramped up their siege again, there are 300,000 people there who are really under threat of starving, of dying, of being blown up when they ride a bus and the kids to school.
Despite all the support they get from the West, the Saudis have failed to push Yemeni fighters from any of their major positions they hold. The Saudi-led alliance has been cooperating and backing extremist groups like Al-Qaeda to dislodge the Ansarullah movement. But the Houthis are still in control of the capital Sana'a and many other major cities. One of the latest instances of Saudi and Emirati failure to push back the Ansarullah movement is the port city of Hodeidah. The invaders have falsely claimed to have captured the city several times so far. But the Yemeni fighters are still in control of the port city, which serves as the route for most of humanitarian aid shipments to Yemen. The United Nations has estimated that 8.4 million Yemenis are at risk of starvation. So the fighters are dead set on defending Hodeidah to protect the flow of aid supplies. The past years have proved that despite all the problems, the Yemenis will not abandon resistance. The Saudis' refusal to understand this has left them entangled in a war that's highly unlikely to end the way they want.